Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of Angel's Advocate. If you are still a reader, if you're still a listener to this podcast, I love you so much. Welcome back. If you're new and this is the first time hearing my voice, this is Angel's Advocate. My name is Maddie. Basically, what this podcast is just my train of thought. So if you like to hear ramblings, mostly about nothing, stick around because that's what this episode is going to be about. Okay. For anyone that cares, this episode is coming out late, mostly because I just straight up forgot it was Thursday. And also I didn't feel like recording. I know I'm trying this new thing where I stick with something, you know? I'm trying to stick with one thing and that's it. So maybe you guys can hold me accountable if you give a fuck. But let's get into today's episode. Oh, and another thing, I was having major audio issues. If this podcast sounds disgusting audio-wise, yeah, I need to do some research. So sorry about that. I'm not editing. This is going to be a one take. We're just going to go with it. Okay. The first thing I wanted to address in today's podcast is, you know, last episode I was like complimenting Kamala Harris. No, I let that marinate a little bit and I'm canceling her because, well, first of all, if you didn't listen to the last episode, I don't blame you. But in that episode, I was saying like, wait, Kamala Harris, she said like, wait, let me find it. Give me a second. She said something about a coconut tree. Oh, here it is. She says, one second. Wait, I'm like literally on my computer. Right. So she's like, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you. And I was like, yeah, I forget what I was saying the other day, but it was making sense. But no, I let it marinate. And actually, Kamala Harris is affirming the Matrix. You know, like, you do not exist in the context. You don't. You exist because you said so. You exist because you think. I am, what is it? I am, therefore, damn. You know what? Give me a sec. Let me look this up. Oh, yes. I think, therefore, I am. Yeah. You don't exist in the context. You just do because you do. And that's how it works. Okay? So yeah, I wasn't feeling that. I did fall out of a coconut tree because I willed it to be. My word is law. Next. No further comments. Moving on from that. Something that I've really I've been enjoying, almost not really a hobby, but it's a trend I've noticed that I've been doing these days. And if you want to join me, feel free. But it's whenever, like, I don't know if you get this on your timeline. I unfortunately do. And it's these like YouTube videos or reels or Instagram, like anything, tweets, whatever, of like astrologers being like, check on your Aquarius friends. This planet is in this whatever. And yeah, it's like, are you guys okay? Like, are my Aquarians, are you okay? Are my Virgos, are you okay? Like, oh, it must be so rough. Like the planets, right? Mercury retrograde, whatever bullshit. And like everybody in the comments is like agreeing. They're like, oh, I've been so tired. That's why I've been so tired. Like, oh, my life, no wonder my life sucks. Like, whatever. I love to go into those, into the comments and say, it doesn't matter what sign I am. I'm not an Aquarius. I'm not a Virgo. I'm not a Libra. Okay. I don't care. They can be like, my gorillas, how are you? Today I'm a gorilla. Anyway, I'll comment and be like, I feel amazing, heart eyes. Or I'm having a great time. Like, I have Aquarius in every, like, sun, moon, rising, Venus, Mars, Aquarius, and I'm just having the best time ever. I love to do that because what the fuck? Don't tell me how to feel. And honestly, like, I feel like most people, and this is no fault of them. I mean, it's kind of your fault. If you don't know who you are, it's a little bit your fault. Of course, I'll get into that in a second. But anyway, I really do think that most people don't even know how they're feeling in the moment. And that's okay, because I don't either sometimes. You know, if somebody was like, hey, heart, like, how's it going? I'm just like, I don't know. Or like, if something exciting is going to happen, they're like, oh my gosh, are you so excited? I don't, like, give me a minute. You know, it takes me a while to process. But that being said, like, I really don't think people know how they feel in the moment. And so if somebody comes on your timeline or explore page or whatever, telling you that some planet is in this house or whatever, because people are also fear-based, they're just like, yeah, like, that's probably why, you know? They just, like, take whatever somebody is saying and they're like, I agree. No, just rebuke. I don't care. Rebuke. Get, like, if, you know what? Let me not say it. Maybe one day I'll say what I want to say, but not today. Anyway, fear-based anything can shut the fuck up, because fear isn't even real to begin with. So anybody who's, like, coming on the internet and wanting to scare you is automatically a liar. And in this new earth, in this new Eden or whatever, liars are over. Haven't you noticed? Drake is over. Nobody likes a liar. Like, it's over. They're dead. It's over. Okay. Anyway, that's kind of what's happening. Just rebuke. Lie back. Be like, I'm having an amazing time. That's it. Maybe somebody will read the comment and be like, oh, wait, if she's having an amazing time and she has, like, every single planet in Aquarius, then me too. Or whatever. People are so easy to manipulate. I swear, I feel like I could start a cult if I wanted to, but I don't. It's just too much work. I kind of want to make this episode short only because I really wasn't prepared today, guys. Is that bad to admit? But anyway, I had a thought the other day. This could be like a movie pitch. I don't know. I don't know if this already exists because I live under a rock. If it does, let me know. But I was watching a movie. I forget which one. Or something. Or like I was playing Red Dead or seeing a playthrough, whatever. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I wish I was like a time traveler and I can like go back to like the South, like the Wild West, in a saloon. And I don't know, it looks like a vibe, like honky tonk, like vaudeville, like, okay. But then I was like, wait a minute, if I actually went back in time, that's scary. Like, that's actually really scary. Anything can happen. As a girl, like if you're a girl, if you're a woman, if I was a man, I could do anything. I can go anywhere at any time, I think. Yeah. So that being said, I really think there should be a movie about a female time traveler, and it's a horror movie. Like, she just goes back in time and it's scary as fuck. Because think about it. At any point in time, when is it going to be a cute time? This is the best time to be alive as a woman, really. But anyway, I'll star in it. I'll write it. I'll produce it. I'm trademarking it. I think it's a good idea. Like, I want to see that. I want to see that movie. Oh, and then one last thing. I want to rescind what I said about the sprinkle sprinkle lady. I forget her name. And gatekeeping. So, like, she offers her opinion. She's been doing it for years. She's amazing. She's a queen. I don't I mean, I kind of agree with everything she says, to be honest. I don't really like live by it 100%, but she is very valid. And the issue I had with creators like her, not like specifically her, is they'll just like post it for free, which information should be free. There should not be like people selling $1,000 courses for like lies. But she's not lying. Okay, she's saying her reality, she's saying her truth, and she's helping people out. She's helping the girls wake up and stop being phallic worshipers, and getting their bag, and just being empowered. Like, why not? What's the problem? But the issue that I had in the last episode was because she just kind of like posts it on this like public free like forum anybody can watch, a lot of the viewers like in her live videos and stuff are typically men like who are angry, and then this is where the sassy man apocalypse comes from, because they're angry and they have pussy envy or something. Okay, so that's what pissed me off the most, because I was like, ugh. But at the same time, there's no like con to this. Like, if you want to be a sassy man, you want to be a part of the sassy man apocalypse, you're dead. I mean, your bloodline is over. Like, you're digging your own grave. It's finished. Just listen to what the girls are saying and take it as constructive feedback. That's the only way you're going to be happy. Happy wife, happy life. The woman is Venus. The woman is money. Name one man who is abusive, who is doing well and is successful. I'll wait. You can't. You can't name an abusive man who is doing well. Now, let's name the men who are kings and are doing well and have continued to do well and are happy and slay in this life. Really, think about it. Anyway, that concludes today's episode, the third episode. Again, if you've stuck around this long, You're a real one. I would love to hear your feedback. If you even got to the end of this podcast, how about you DM me an emoji? DM me the sunshine emoji, okay? Like, who's listening to this? Anyway, love y'all. See you next week, Thursday.